First, what happened? Oh, it was on before that.
Now it's on.
Oh, that's on. Okay. All right. So the question was that why the haftaras revolve around the Geula Asida. So why do they revolve around the Geula Asida? So the first one, of course, is because it says Chag HaSukkos. Says the guy won't come up to celebrate Chag HaSukkos. But why is Chag HaSukkos really so essential? And why not Chag HaPesach, Chag HaShavuos? So, and you see also the Geula Asida again in the after Gog HaMagog on Shabbos Cholamai. So you see Geula Asida is really the theme. So why is that the theme of the Chag HaSukkos? Why is Sukkos tied into Geula Asida? The Goyim won't recognize the Chag HaSukkos and the after of Shabbos is Gog HaMagog. So the theme is Geula Asida is a big part of the theme. You see, even in the Ishanas, you have the Gula. You have Kol Mavasim Vasim Amar Geula Asida. So Geula Asida. Why is that the theme of Chag HaSukkos? And another question is a more simple question is we say Zman Simchaseinu on Chag HaSukkos. So the question is, so Zman Simchaseinu, so this should be the best Chag? I mean, this should be the most important one. I mean, what could be better than that? That's happiness. I mean, that's the goal of man is to be happy. So Zman Simchaseinu, this should be the ultimate Chag. But it doesn't appear that way because Chag HaPesach seems to, if anything, you have a chorus with regard to Chometz, you have Korban Pesach, Yasei, Chayef Chorus, and you have Nisun Aflos, you have a Kedushas HaLailo, which you don't have in the other Chagim. So we have like maybe a Remes, Tesvav, Tesvav, but besides the Tesvav, Tesvav, and the Achilas Kazayas, like a Beitza, I mean, there's no Kedushas HaLailo like you have in Chag HaPesach. So on the surface, it should be, if Zman Simchaseinu, that should be the Chag, that should be the ultimate Chag, is Zman Simchaseinu, because happiness. Happiness is the goal of all of men. So that was the question. Okay. Am I calling back? Get the number.
Before the weekend?
Oh, maybe it's a Shaila. Is it a Shaila?
You would think he's leaving for
the yeah, hello? Anyways. But okay, so the question is like this. Right. So those are the questions. But if you take a look at the Torah did an interesting thing. Because the Torah broke up the Yetzias Mitzrayim into two Chagim. Into Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzos, and into Chag HaSukkos. The same event. It's a funny kind of a thing. It's the same event, but it broke down into two different components. So why did it break down into these components? That's the question. And in what manner? What manner did it does it break up like that? Okay. I mean, the pasuk is Laman Yedidor Asechem Kivasukos Hashavti Es Bnei Yisrael Botzi Yosam Meyeretz Mitzrayim. It's like a funny, like a pasuk is very vague. I mean, it sounds like it's tied into Yetzias Mitzrayim, but somehow or other, it's not tied into Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's tied into the sukkahs that they lived in. I mean, it requires a definition. So yeah, the Ramban says that whether you say it's the sukkahs that God created for them, or whether, and by the way, the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra both say, like we mentioned, that the reason why it's at this time is because the Onon, the Ibn Ezra says it first, and then the Ramban says the same thing, because that was the time of the year that they needed to go into the Sukkah, which was that they built for protection. Because before that, they had the Onon, which protected them from the sun, but then they had to go into the Sukkahs because now it was coming winter time. So, but the Ramban says either way, whether you say it's because of the sukkos that God made, the through the onon ki vasukkos hashavti, or whether you say it's the sukkos that they lived in, it's still the same idea. It's chesed Hashem that his ashgacha was with Klal Yisrael all the time that they were in the Midbar. It's Chesed Hashem. So what is the breakdown? What is the breakdown between this event? I mean, and how does it work? Yetzias Mitzrayim apparently breaks down into two components, the Chag HaMatzos and the Chag HaSukkos. Why and in what manner? What's the form to this system of it? So what we said was that with regard to the events in Mitzrayim have two components. One is how the events that took place, and the ideas that every event points to. And that all revolves around Yichud Hashem, like Ramban says, the Yesodos, the Kadmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Yesh Me'ayin, and the Yesodos and the Bria, that's Yichud Hashem and the Kervonu Yehudo, that's all Chag HaPesach. So that comes first. The events, the nature of the events, and the objective and the ideas of the events. That's really Chag HaPesach, and that comes first. That's primary. But then there's another idea, and that idea is not the events themselves, but the fact that God did these events for us. Okay? That's Hashgachas Hashem. Hashgachas Hashem. And it's interesting, you see that, so the question is, why does the Pasuk say, that Laman Yedidor Sechem Kivasukos so Shafti Espinei Yisrael Botzi Oso Meretz Mitzrayim, why doesn't it say Laman Yedidor Sechem because of the Hashgach of the Yitzis Mitzrayim itself? It's sort of like tied to it in a funny way, like Botzi Oso Meretz Mitzrayim. Yeah, but it doesn't say because of Yitzis Mitzrayim itself. But somehow it does. It is tied to Yitzis Mitzrayim. It doesn't say that Laman Yedidor Sechem Shafti Yis Bnei Yisrael B'Yosam B'Midbar. It doesn't say that. So it's tied to Yitzis Mitzrayim. But then again, Yitzis Mitzrayim alone is not enough. It's on the way out of Mitzrayim. It's an interesting thing, the way the Pasuk expresses it. So the pshat is that let's just get the breakdown first. So the breakdown is, one is the events, the nature of the events and the ideas that the events point to, and that's the nisu and the flaws, and that's primary, that's first. That's kolatarakoro. Those are the ideas. But then the fact that we were the beneficiaries of those events, that's a second idea. That's a secondary idea. Okay? That's a secondary, and that's really the Chag HaSukkos. That's the Chag HaSukkos. The Chag HaSukkos is the fact when we reflect on, after we study the events and the ideas of the events in the Yesodos, then we reflect on the fact that who did these events happen to? It happened to us. So that demands a special state. And that's the state called Simcha. That's the state of Simcha. Simcha means a person is put into a good state as a result of reflecting on the self. That's the concept of Simcha. So it comes out, and that's the answer to our question. The question was, Man Simcha Seinu should be the most important thing. But because happiness is the most important thing. But the answer is, that's not really happiness. In other words, let's say, for instance, a person is Osek and Chacham, spends the whole day, doesn't reflect upon himself. That's the highest state. I mean, that's the highest state. He's not missing anything. So Simcha is not really necessarily the highest state. So, because Simcha, the definition of Simcha is not in a philosophical sense of happiness. Because a person is happy when he's Osek B'Chachma. That's the happiest state. When he's like the Rambam says, he sees a Masa of a Nefloyim. And Chachmasa Hashem La'erach Ve'en La'keitz. Rab Masechet Hashem Kulam Chachmas Yisrael. That's the highest state. So why do we have this state? The answer is like this. The answer is that we aren't seeking a state. See, that's a mistake. People are looking for happiness. That's a personal quest. But Yadus is above that. Yadus posits that what we are looking for is reality. That's the underlying thing that we're looking for. So reality dictates that we reflect on the events, primarily the essence of the events, and that's primary. And then, secondarily, reality dictates that God did these events for us. Hashgachasa. So the hashgacha is an aspect of reality. You understand? So it's not to be understood in the simple sense of Zaman Simchaseinu, in a simple sense, that everybody's looking for happiness, and now this is time for happiness. If that were the case, this would be the Yom Tov. Maybe you wouldn't need any other Yom Tov, this would be the whole Yom Tov. This is the ultimate objective. But Zman Simchaseinu is not to be understood in that superficial manner in the framework of a quest that everybody's looking for happiness. We don't posit that. We posit that what we are looking for is reality. That's the state of man. That's the ultimate state. But reality revolves around all the realities that God makes known to us. So certain realities have to do with us. Certain realities have to do with the esodos of the whole system. Okay, of Yahadus, Yesodi Yadas, Yesodi Yesodos. So whatever it is, since we are looking for reality, there is a turning of the mind towards the different aspects of the reality that God reveals to us. One aspect of the reality, which is, of course, primary, is the Yesodi Hadas, and Yetzias Mitzrayim, and all the ideas, and all the Nisim, and how each one reflects a certain concept, and points, ultimately, everything points to Yichud Hashem, and to the fundamentals, and through all different avenues, and through all different approaches. That's really Chag HaPesach. That's primary. That's why Pesach is the first. But there is another reality as well, and that's the reality of God's Hashgacha towards us. We can't omit that reality. I mean, that's Midas Hashgachasa. That's Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that one results in what we call Simcha. What we call Simcha. Zman Simchaseinu. So you cannot take Zman Simchaseinu in a conventional... It doesn't have the conventional meaning, Zman Simchaseinu. The term Zman Simchaseinu means those aspects of the Borei Olam that are revealed to us that have to do with us being the beneficiaries of his actions, and that is what we call Simcha, because that's the definition, that's the halachic definition of Simcha, means it results, when one reflects upon that, it results in a certain state in the human mind, which is the state of Simcha. Okay? But it's not that one is superior. Not that one is superior. What we search for is simply reality. But Simchaseinu is a state that is induced by a certain reality. And what is that reality? That's the reality of Hashgachasa. That's the definition of Zman Simchaseinu. Chag HaMatzos is Zman Chayreseinu. It means the essence of the events that took place and the ideas of the events and what the events taught us. You see, that's Zman Chayreseinu, the essence of Chayres. And Zman Simchaseinu is reflection on his hashgacha, which results in a state that man in man it generates a state of simcha. So when we think of that, it brings about a certain state. But it's not that we prefer this state over that state. We don't prefer any state. We prefer the state which reality dictates. So the Chagim are broken up into two separate components. The Yetzias Mitzrayim is broken up into two separate components. Okay. Yeah, that's something else. The old Chagim have the element of Simcha, but that's the nature of the Dos. That the Dos, there's nothing in any Chag that doesn't exist all year round. I mean, Malchus, make a bracha, all these things exist. But But the Yomim Tovim take major themes and concentrate on these themes and elaborate on the theme and make us go into the theme to the fullest extent in terms of Havana and Yedi and understanding. Okay? That's the way the Chag works. So this idea of Simcha Seinu, the concept, that's what Rambam says, that the Simcha that a person has in performing the mitzvahs is, what is Rambam's lashon? Mitzvah Gedolah? Mitzvah Gedolah, yeah. Because that means all the time. But this Chag is what brings into view this concept of Simcha in the highest expression, based upon the highest level of phenomena, which is the phenomenon of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. I mean, that's the ultimate. So, yes? I'm going to get to that. Okay. That's the basic way. I just want you to understand that Zman Simcha Seinu is not to be understood in conventional terms. Otherwise, say, that's it. Maybe you wouldn't need any other Chag. Just Simcha Seinu, we look and study the reality of the Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are revealed to us. And that reality revolves around two things. One is the essence of his galus and the ideas that he made known to us. And the second is, and we must reflect on that, because that's a reality, that God benefited us and gave us and his Hashgacha relates to us. And that demands our attention. And that when we give it our attention, so then we produce a state is produced in us. If we're honest and we think about it, so then a certain state in man results because there's an appropriate state that's related to that idea. The idea induces a state, but it's not a preference of one set of ideas over another set of ideas. They're all ideas. There is a system of priority because, of course, without Chag HaPesach we have nothing. Because that's all you saw, all these others. But after Chag HaPesach, then you have Chag HaSukkos. Okay? Yes? What? No, Zman Chereseinu means the time when we spend investigating, thinking, recounting the Cherus itself, the very substance of what took place. That's Chag HaMatzos, the very substance of what took place. The events and the ideas, of course, which the events produce. That's Chag HaPesach. Chag HaPesach is the foundation. I mean, it's foundation, and that's why it's the first Yom Tov. Pesach is the first. It's the most fundamental. But we don't just concentrate on fundamentals. We have no right to say we just concentrate on this aspect of Yedias Hashem. Hashgachas Hashem is also Yedias Hashem. And therefore, it demands our attention, and that Simcha Seinu means the attending, the appropriate attending state emotionally that's appropriate for that group of ideas. So on Pesach, it's limud. I mean, it's limud. It's shevach vodor nisvin aflos. So that's why we simply encapsulate it all in zman chereseinu. Because the cheres means the essence of the cheres. That's zman chereseinu. Okay, but in Sukkis, since the ashgacha has a certain affect in us, it must have an affect in us. And that appropriate affect is Simcha Seinu. So that's why we say Zman Simcha Seinu. Okay, yes.
The way you're describing the split between Pesach and Sukkos, it's interesting, it always bothers me, it's some strange objectivity by Pesach that relates to the mitzvah. You always remember the mitzvah during the Seder and also by Halal, you know, say the Halal because we remember the mitzvah. Like, why can't they just forget about the mitzvah? That was a minor thing, you know, we got
feet. Yeah, okay, I want some of this question. You have to understand, there's a center and a core where the main focus is on the core and the center of the ideas. It doesn't mean that you exclude other ideas. I mean, you can't not say that. I mean, it's Shavuot Vaydor. But that is not the essence of the thing. That's not the essence of the thing. The essence of the thing is the Sipur Nisan HaFos is Mechai V'Shev Hadar. But the essence is Sipur Nisan HaFos. So, what? Yeah, there's still a Kiyum Simcha on Pesach also. But that's not the central idea. The central idea of Chag HaSukkos is Zman Simcha Seinu. Means that's what the whole Yom Tov is focused on. That's what the whole Yom Tov revolves around. Okay, that's the central theme. It's not Nisim and Aflos. Of course, that doesn't mean there's no Nisim and Aflos in Sukkos. I mean, you can't omit these things. Okay, but the main idea of the Chag, which the whole Chag, that's why the Anshei Knesset Gedola, I mean, the Chag is Zman Simcha Seinu. That there's a central idea that you can't lose sight of around which the whole Chag revolves. And we'll get to that and you'll see how it works really in a couple of ways. But let me try to just answer this other question. The question that I start with the pasuk. Okay? That Laman Yedi Dor Sechem Kivasukos Hoshafti Es Bnei Yisrael Botzi Oso Me Eretz Mitzrayim. It's tied to Yitzis Mitzrayim, but somehow or other, it's not really, it's the Sukkos that they lived in, but not really Yitzis Mitzrayim itself, but it's tied to Yitzis Mitzrayim. I think the reason is, yeah, by the way, on Chag HaPesach, you can't celebrate. You see, the Torah doesn't, you can't dilute ideas. So you can't celebrate both at the same time. That would be a dilution of the ideas. One Yom Tov that has both. You can't do it. So the Torah has to single out this, the idea of Hashgachoso deserves a special time for reflection on the essence of that idea. And every idea has to have its own time, its own zman, where the essence revolves around that, because these are the most significant ideas. These are the ideas of Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, I mean, it's pretty clear that the Chagim reflect the essential ideas of Kol HaTorah Kula. Malchus and Rosh Hashanah, besides the Chagim, is Malchus and Rosh Hashanah, and Yedias Hashem and Yom Kippur. I mean, it's the, you put all the Chagim together, it's the Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Chagim are really days in which are designated for concentration on the central themes of the whole Torah. Malchus is Rosh Hashanah, and Yedias Hashem, and Kapora, and is Yom Kippur, and the Chagim is Yetzias Mitzrayim, and broken up into two components, and Maamar HaSinai, which is Shavuos. That's the essence of Kol HaTorah Kula. Remember, the Torah expresses itself rationally in these days. These, what the Torah is saying is that these ideas require days in which you're engrossed in these ideas. That's really what Yadis is saying. You can't just say, make a bracha, yaitzu a bracha. That's the idea of I don't know what Hashem every morning, but that's not enough. So you have to have a time, a zman. The Torah demands a certain zman where the person puts himself into this system of ideas, where he immerses himself in these ideas. Okay, but let's get back to the question of Botzias Omeretz Yisrael. What it means is like this. You see, in Pesach, it's what is Pesach really? Pesach is really Midas Hisgalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas Chasdo is secondary. Midas Hisgaluso demands such a position that everything else is secondary. You see? And Midas Hisgaluso is a separate thing, is a separate kind of an idea. So if we only had Yetzias Mitzrayim, we would say that we see God's Midas Hisgaluso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to man. Like the Yisod of Nevuah, like the Yisod of Nevuah, he reveals himself to man. That's Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we had that idea itself stands on its own. We wouldn't say Midas Chasdo, of course it's Chesed Hashem in the fact that he's Mizgala, but it's not, in Yetzias Mitzrayim, there isn't manifest, in Yetzias Mitzrayim, there isn't manifest per se Midas Hashgachosa. You see, of course it's Hashgacha. I mean, that's what the Ramban says, is Chesed, Chasdei Hashem. Midas Hashgachosa in terms of Chasodo, that's not manifest. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have been the Galah himself, revealed himself in Mitzrayim, and then left us. That's it. Dayenu. So that would have been simply Midas as Galuso, and now you're on your own. That would have been possible. And from Mitzrayim itself, what is revealed is simply the idea of Midas is Galus. Of course, it's a chesed, because it's for us that he reveals the ideas. But that's not the same Midah as Midas Chasdo V'Tuvo. You see? That's a different aspect of the Ashgacha. And that's the aspect of Zman Sum Chaseinu, that we're the beneficiaries of this chesed, of his Ashgacha, in the sense that we benefit. So really, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu just took us out of Mitzrayim and left us alone, so that would have been simply Midas as Galuso. You see that he doesn't abandon man and he gives him what? Yeah, he's 500. He reveals himself and gives him an opportunity to have the true ideas. And that's it. He's on his own. But so in Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, you don't see essentially Chasdo. Where was Chasdo revealed essentially? And now it's reflected back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was revealed in the Midbar. Because Kivasukas Hashafti Yis B'nei Yisrael, it means that God maintained us in the Midbar. So you see, there's a different Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas Chasdo V'Tuvo, Hashgachaso B'Toras Chasdo V'Tuvo. And that was revealed only in the Midbar, and the fact that he sustained us, like Moshe Rabbeinu says many times, reviews that the fact that he went through the desert, Abayim Shana, Simlas Chalav Oso Me'alecha, V'Ragal Chalav V'Tzeko, Azeh Abayim Shana. And Rambam says that's one of the biggest nisim, that we made it through the Midbar. And only because of Chesed Hashem and Ashgachasa that we're able to nochasar v'akrav v'tzimayin Hashem moyim. So that's really Midas Chasdo V'Tuvo was revealed after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then, of course, it reflects back on Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, that objective was built into Yetzias Mitzrayim too. You see? So the pasuk is perfect. The way the pasuk expresses itself is in the most precise form. Maman yedu dorasechem ki vasukos hoshafti es b'nei Yisrael. So it shows Midas Chasdo V'Tuvo is Hashgacha in terms of Midas Chasdo V'Tuvo ba'otziyos on Eretz Mitzrayim. So Yetzias Mitzrayim now has another dimension, which is revealed later, but once it's revealed, it's built in now. In retrospect, we can see it was built into Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. You see, so the pasuk expresses itself in the most perfect way. Maman yedu dorasechem ki vasukos hoshafti es b'nei Yisrael ba'otziyos on Eretz Mitzrayim. So it's tied into Yetzias Mitzrayim. But this idea of Midas Chasdo V'Tuvo, where do we see it essentially? Vasukos. That's where you see it. If there weren't such a thing, we would just say Midas is Galuso. But in Basukos HaShafti, so there you see built in, you see the Midas Hashgachos of the Tuva of Chasdo, and now that's both Tzios on Eretz Mitzrayim. That was really a part of the whole objective of the system, was also Midas Hashgachos of the Tuva. You see, it's an interesting thing. So you have two things. We separate two ideas, Midas is Galuso and Midas Chasdo V'Tuvo. But there's a halacha that does the same thing. Which halacha? Where's the halacha that does it? The halacha does it. An open halacha that breaks up these two things. And it treats them different. One second. Yeah. Which halacha do you have that really shows this distinction? The halacha is you have two brachas. You have a bracha on a nes. If you pass by a nes, shenasa bo nisim Yisrael, or even a nes for a yachid, You have to make a bracha. Shasmi neis b'makom hazeh. Okay? That's one bracha. And then you have another bracha, the brichas hagomer. What's the difference between the two? The bracha of neis that you make, even on a personal neis, shasmi neis b'makom hazeh, that's a bracha on midas hagomer. That's midas hagomer. That's what neis is. But the bracha of brichas hagomer is on chasda v'tuvah. Chasda v'tuvah. That's an interesting thing. They have different permutations, different frameworks. For instance, in the bracha, the whole question of Afrayna, but it seems nice bir alachana. But it seems that when it comes to brichas hagomer, it has to be for you. It has to be all talking Afrayna. You make it on the Rebbe, all things. But anyways, but basically, gomel is for you. And really, it's a pasuk. Ani b'chastecha v'tachti, that's chesed Hashem, yogel libi b'yishu asecha, ashir alad Hashem, ki gomal oloi. So when it comes to the bracha of chastecha v'tuvo, it's ki gomal oloi. But when it comes to neis, midas is galuso, it's different. You're going to see by neis, if it's a place that there was a neis to your father, your grandfather, so you have to make the bracha also. So, or by Rabbo, he has to make the bracha. Shem Malchus. Because Midas is Galusa is different. It's treated as a separate entity. If you're related to the Midas is Galusa, it's Machayev and a bracha. You see, but when it comes to Gomel, which is Chesed, that's a Shul Hashem Ki Gomel Alad. Because that's the bracha of being the beneficiary of it. That's the essence of the bracha is, that's Zman Smuch Hasenu. It's tied to being the beneficiary of the event. So that's why when it comes to Gomel, you can't make a Gomel on somebody else's, It's all shot of good on your wife. But basically, it's not Mestavar. It has to be, Gomel is for you. Ashir Alad Hashem Ki Gomel Allah. But when it comes to Isgalus, there, if you're related to the Ness, I mean, you're Mechoyev, it's Shevach HaVaydoah. It's a different, it's not because you're the beneficiary, it's because you recognize it. It's the recognition. So the recognition doesn't have to do with the fact that you were the beneficiary. See? So you see the halacha breaks it up the same way, along the exact same lines, as the Chag HaMatzos and the Chag HaSukkos. Okay? So, now, the question that Ari Bleicher asked, the question is, that why is it tied to the Gula Hasido? Why is that the Gula Hasido? But the answer is because when we say we're the beneficiaries, we have to understand what that means, in what manner. And in what manner are we the beneficiaries? We're the beneficiaries because we're the Mamlachas Kohanim and Gai Kadosh. And the Mamlechas Kohanim in Goy Kadosh is the phenomenon that we are, and that's the essence of Chesed Hashem in the Midbar. But say, so that's right. Why? To be the Am Segula. So that's the whole essence of the Chesed. I mean, without the Am Segula, there's no reason for it. So, therefore, the role that engenders the Chesed Hashem is Atem Tiyilu Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. That's the role. So, and what is that role? That role is one thing. That we are the nation that is bound to the idea of Yichud Hashem, and that's our essence, and we bring that idea to the world. We're the only nation like that. We're the only nation like that. There's no other nation like that. So even a nation that's not of Devar Azar, but Yichud Hashem Dironah. Yichud Hashem Dironah. That is the essence of Klal Yisrael. We said it today in the Hashanahs. Yichudo liyachadoch. Yichudo liyachadoch means the only ones that are dedicated to Yichud Hashem. To the correct idea of God, and an understanding precisely of what that means in the fully developed form of a limur of Yichud Hashem. So, And that limud is it's an interesting thing. I mentioned on Tisha B'av the Rashba. The Rashba is worth looking into once more, because you see the idea deserves a little more analysis. Because the Rashba says that he says v'achrei hashmi'a v'alimud. That's the Tshuva Rashba on Krishma. V'achrei hashmi'a v'alimud v'chikur heitev. In Yesh Raya Soseres Chas V'Shalom, Va'achash and Novi Mitoch Hashmiya Elachakira Be'emes to the Enu Hachakira Sachri Chenu Hechra Chamiti Lekabo Wahamin Kihu Yisbarach Nimso. The Chenu Mashkiach Apotamas, and he goes to Ruomer Lekenu. And then he goes again, he says that's the Pasuk. It says, "Kvarbiya Koma Shemana Boma Vyadata Yom Vashwasal Vachakir Hashemu Lekim Vashmai Mimal Vawas Mitochas Enor." The Yadata Yom Kolel Halimud Vashmiya Vashivosa Elva Vacha Avachakira Kirashemu Alakim Kolel Hamuna Vakabola Shachakira Tovila Das Shein Ozuoso Odom Vashamai Mima Valos Mitachas Eno. So apparently you have to go through a process of Hakira. Why do you have to go through a process of Hakira? Apparently a person can't just straight arrive at Yichud Hashem. He has to go through a process. And the process is Chakira. I mean, that's the Torah. Why is that so? That is so because of the nature of man. Because the nature of man is that his mind is made up of several components, like the Ibn Ezra in Mishlei goes through. In Kehelas, in Perek Zion. I think the Pasuk is Tov Kas Misfav. So he goes through the whole system. But since man is made up of emotions, he has to go through the emotions and what they say and show that they're built on nothing. And then when he breaks through that, then he can see the truth. See? That's why it's impossible without Chakir. That's the pasuk. Yadata Yom, like just sworn us. Yadata Yom, and you have to be Choker. And Vashevosa Elavavecha, and then when you see the true ideas, you should take those ideas and bring them into your lave, which means fully embrace them in every respect, and your emotions should follow those ideas. And the reason that's so is because of Yadis's understanding of an in-depth understanding of the nature of man. Because the nature of man is that he has. He has in his mind, there is dross, there is a certain dross that results from the power of the emotions, and the emotions don't just pull you, but the emotions, like the Rambam says in the Maran Avocha, they have to do tshuva on the chatayim of the mind. You didn't investigate, you failed to investigate an area, because some emotion blacks, look at that another time, I don't want to think into that now. So the emotions play a role in every respect, in every area. So that's why man can never arrive at Yediyas Hashem without Chakir. That's why the Rambam says that Avraham Avinu was Makir Boro when he was very young. But then he says at 40, he really came to the full Asada of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means then he underwent an analysis of every emotion, and there was nothing left, no mechitza. That's what the Chazal say, that every emotion is a mechitza beino lebein kana. And he broke down every machitza on every emotion, and he saw it, and he understood it, and he saw through it, and then his Yediyas Hashem was complete, insofar as he was an Adam. So that's Yichud Hashem. I mean, that's Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Hashem HaKadosh. The Rashba is saying that's on this pasuk. So it means that we are Yechido L'Yahada. That we are the only ones. There could be others that recognize God, but not in this respect. There's no nation that's dedicated to this endeavor and this malach and this work of breaking through the barriers and understanding recognition of the emotions, understanding the emotions, and then seeing that the conclusions of the emotions are false and only the conclusions of the mind are correct, and then abiding by the conclusions of the mind. And that's why there has to be chakir. And then that's our function. And that's our uniqueness. Yefido liyachadach. That's our uniqueness. Yes. Yeah, you're right. That's great. You're right. That means that they're the only nation that's Echidu Yechidu. That's right. Absolutely. So that's what I said in Shabbos. So,
what are the nations, other nations?
Okay. So now it's an interesting thing that apparently the world is not expected, God doesn't expect the world necessarily to get excited about the Chag, HaMatzos. Even though that's really the yisod of all the nisim and aflos and to be chotev v'doresh, that is not the chait of Mitzrayim and those nations that will not be ol olocha l'schag asukos. But what it means is that they have to reflect on one fact, one idea, the idea that God didn't abandon the world. And that there was one group that he entrusted with the true ideas, and that is something they should be happy about. They have to be happy about that. That's why, like the Chazal say, that if the Goyim would have known about the Mikdash, they would have surrounded it with legions to protect it, because it's for their benefit. It's ultimately for their benefit. Atam Tiyilu Mamlachas kind of a Goy Kadosh means the benefit of the entire world. Yom HaKol HaShem Shalom Apo. So that demand, if they don't have that idea, then they're culpable. Then basically, if they're not ol olocha l'schag asukos, which means that they don't have that recognition, then there's nothing to talk about. That for them, for their entry into the system, that's the most basic phenomenon that they have to recognize. Then they can work their way back to the ideas. But the one thing they must have, their recognition, because Vatam Tilu Malachas Kohen Avigai Kadosh means, and the Navi says that in the future the nations will come and they'll say Ruchu Nalal Harad Hashem. It means that's their avenue of approach, that they see Chochmas Hashem in Klal Yisrael, and they see that God didn't abandon the world, and that He entrusted the true ideas with a group. That's their avenue of approach. Lossed lova. And if they don't have that approach, then they're worthless. See, that's what the Navi says. That's why that is essential for the Goyim, that they should recognize the Chag HaSukkos. And that should be a simcha. They have to recognize, they have to be happy about it. The fact that this is something which they're the beneficiaries, and they have to be happy about that. If they're not mocking that, then there's nothing, there's no interaction, there's no point, and there's no avenue, and there's no approach to Yedias Hashem. That's their approach, because that's the function of Klal Yisrael, is to bring that system through the fact that the nations recognize Rakam Chacham V'Nova Nagaya God Lazer, and that's their avenue approach, and if they don't do that, then there's no avenue. And that's why the Navi condemns them if they don't do it. That's the Chag HaSukkos. But, yeah. That's the way the Navi knows. They're not machuif to, of course, they have to recognize Sinai. I mean, but the way, I understand, but that's not their ASIC. That's our Yontif. The way that you reach them is Sinai created a system, and the system reaches them. So their yomtif is the Chag HaSukkos. That's where they enter. It has to be a point of entry. The point of entry is the Chag HaSukkos. It's not Matan Torah. They had to get to Matan Torah, but the point of entry is via the Chag HaSukkos, and that's why you see the Chag HaSukkos is the 70 kabbonis for all the umos ha'olam. That idea is an idea that goes straight through in the Chag HaSukkos, the 70 Kabbonis, the Umo Solom. And the point of entry, the point of contact with the Umo Solom is not the Chag HaPesach, it's the Chag HaSukkos. Because they'll see the Chun V'Nal Al Har Hashem, because they'll see the Chochmas Hashem, the Arena Medracha. So the Navi, the Navi elaborates on that, Yishayahu. So that is the avenue and the approach So if they don't have the avenue and approach, there's no first step, then they're worthless. Right. No, so for them, it's for the nation? The nations? No, so the nations have to recognize that too? Because they're ultimately the beneficiaries of the whole system. I mean, the whole system is not just for Klal Yisrael. If it were just for us, there wouldn't be any system. Because Mamlechas Kahanim means if there's Kahanim, so it has to be Yisrael. Who the Kahanim Mishamech? So the answer is, the Kahanim Mishamech, it's the whole world. It's the whole world. I mean, it can't be egocentric here. I mean, the Navi, how many times Navi mentioned the idea of the Umos Olam? The whole concept of the Umos Olam. And the Umos Olam are a reality for us, and it's basically the objective of Matan Torah is, Vayomo Hu Yad Hashem Achor Hashem Ocho, Kimolo Chol Oretz Deyas Ad Hashem, Mpsukum, Mpsukum, Mpsukum. You know, that's the whole, we would never have received the Torah if it was just for us. We're very fortunate, we play the role, but ultimately it's Malach Alaris Kavada. I mean, it has to be everybody. It has to be all the nations. That's the objective. So that's their way. The Torah created a system, and this system has a method of reaching that. So if they aren't reached by that system, then they don't want to be. They don't want to celebrate Chag HaSukkos. So there's no entree to the system. That's the method that the system established in order to reach them. So if they break that meeting point, that juncture, then there's a breach in the whole and their whole approach. Then they're gone. That's their. What is their bechira? What is their nisayon? They have one nisayon. We have big nisayons. Our nisayon is to get the Torah straight. That's our nisayon. Yechid al yachadah. That's our nisayon. But if we do accomplish that, then, and we will accomplish that, the Navi says we will. So then their Nisayan is the recognition of Fachmas Hashem. And that's their Nisayan. And that's the Chag HaSukkos. The Chag HaSukkos is for the whole Shiva Mumos, and the fact that, of course, primarily for us that we're the beneficiaries, but our role of being beneficiary is only because of the objective of the Umos Olam, and their recognition of that same idea. So that's why the Navi says Chag HaSukkos. It can't be any other Chag. That's the whole system. It's simply an outgrowth, a natural outgrowth of the whole system. And the way the system is supposed to reach the world. That the V'rocho Amaraz Kishem Hashem Nikro Alacho, the Yarmah. And that's, of course, we have to first establish that among ourselves, the correct ideas. But when we do, and that is the Gula Asi that we will, so then, their bechira is, will they recognize that, or will they not, or they will refuse to recognize it? And that's what the Navi says. Some will, and some won't. Some simply won't be able to tolerate it. So they won't be able to look at the Chag HaSukkos. So they'll be condemned. Okay? That's it. Yes? Okay, one second. Slow. Okay. Now there's one more thing. Before Shmini Atzeres, what about Hashanah Rabbah? Right? That's Sukkos. Okay. But, yeah, Hashanah Rabbah plays a major role. I was just talking about, I think we one time said it, but it fits in, it flows naturally. It's good to go over once more. It flows naturally from what we're saying. That you see once you reflect on your state, so you reflect on your state primarily in your role vis-a-vis Umos Olam. That's because that's what generates Midas Chasdo V'Tuvo, is because of our role. Okay? But then there's another thing. There's another demand. It's not a demand. It should be a natural thing. That once the person recognizes that, then he has to reflect on the idea that he's fortunate. How fortunate he is to be Oved Hashem, like the Rama mentions. That is mitzvah gedolah. What's Lashon HaRama? Mitzvah gedolah is to be sameach in the fact that you have the good fortune to be Oved Hashem. And that's built into the Yom Tov. Where's that built into the Yom Tov? In Nisuch HaMayim. Because the question is, why once Hashanah Rabbah? Hashanah Rabbah is because B'chag Nidunah Alamayim. Yeah, but Pesach Nidunah Malatua, and Batzeres Nidunah Malaperes. So why is this one different? It means that the Sfus, that the reason why we receive Mayim, I say Mayim is more important, but there should be Tfus also very, very important. So why is it only Hashanah, or why is it only, why do we have Hashanah Rabbah only? And B'chag Nidunah Alamayim, and not on Tfuah and Pesach, and not on and not Shavuos and Nidunah Malaperos. You don't have anything. But the answer is because over here it's tied into a fundamental yisod that has to reach a person, and that yisod is what the Rambam says. Where's the Rambam? Where the Rambam mentions on the was Sumcha Yisera B'Migdosh, and because it's mitzvah gedolah. Yeah. Asimcha sheyismach adam basiyas a mitzvah bi'avas okel shetzivo ben avoda gedolah. So once a person reflects on the fact that he's fortunate in terms of the general concept of the umar, and ki basukas hashavtis meyazel basiyas a meretz Mitzrayim, the midas chasdo, but then there's one more stage. How fortunate he is. He must recognize the fact that he must be someach and the fact that he's able to do the mitzvahs, the Oved Hashem. So that's a further development of the general theme breaks down into a personal thing of the simcha she yismach bo ha'odam ba'asiyas ha'mitzvah ba'avas ha'kel she'tzivo b'ayim. You see? That is a further development of the general theme that has to break down into the person. And where do you have that? You have that in Nisach HaMayim. Shafta Mayim Asasa. Because the Nisach HaMayim is because B'chag Nidunah Malamayim. So, and in Shafta Mayim Asasa, like we explained, the mitzvah is to be Shoev Mayim, which is the lower. May Shoev Me Mecha, Mechot Ve'etzechat Shoev Me Mecha, is the lowest level. But the lowest level is the greatest cover in terms of being Oved Hashem. So Shafta Mayim Besosa means that the person is so full of simcha that even the most mundane activity is for him the greatest opportunity. And he's Sumech V'Tov Lev. So you see that the Nisach HaMayim is built into the Chag as a separate institution of simcha on a personal level, and bezchus that he is nodun, he's zocha to the mayim. That's what b'chag nidunah alamayim. So over here, it's true that sukkos is nidunah alamayim and pesach on the tefillah and shavuos on the peros. But there's only one that's tied into this fundamental yisod, which is that the simcha is only in Chag HaSukkos. And it's an outgrowth of the whole theme of the Chag. And that's why you have Hashanah Rabbah. That's why you have Hashanah Rabbah. Because Hashanah Rabbah is built on the very Chag, lends itself step by step to that ultimate state of the Simcha Gedolah B'Avodah Sakel. So that theme is built. So over here, B'chag Nidunah Malamayim isn't just simply that you're zocher to Mayim because of the Chag, but it encounters a major, major concept and principle. Like Ram says, it says in the Kolos, Tachas Shel Avad Hashem Lekeh B'Simcha V'Tuv Leiv of Merov Kol. That if a person is Moneah himself, as Lashon Ram says, V'Chol Moneah Atzmo M'Simcha Zu Royli Parah Mimenu. So a person, the Rambam recognizes that. The person has a nature, he doesn't want to be bothered. He's moneyat. That's an emotional affect. So he has to overcome that emotional affect. He doesn't want to think of it. So kol moneyatmo is royally foreign. So that's a major theme of the Chag. And that's really why you have Hashanah Rabbah. In contradistinction to Tvor and contradistinction to Peros. Because you see the whole institution of the essence and the essential idea of the Chag develops from Kidasukas Lamanya Kidasukas Shaftas Nesol Batsisha Meretz Mitzrayim, It leads to reflection on the self, which leads to a further reflection on the Simcha Gedola of Avodah Sakel. And that theme is an essential theme. Therefore, B'chag Nidunam Alamayim is because of the schus of this chag and this fundamental principle. So we're Zocha Tamayim. So that is a major theme. And that's really the whole idea of Hashanah Rabbah. That's the essence of Hashanah Rabbah. That's why Hashanah Rabbah has such a major significance in the Moadim, because it's the culmination of the Chag HaSukkos. It's the culmination of the Chag HaSukkos of the Shafta Mayim V'Sasa, on the Simcha B'Avodah Sakel. Okay? That is true. That is true. You mean the Kriya Starta, Evayam Shemash Evad HaRashiyam. That's right. The constant of Evad HaRashiyam. Yismach Moshe Matnas Chalko Ki Evad Neman Karasa Simcha. You're right. That's correct. Yeah. I think there's an interesting pasuk over there in Vayikol HaMelech Shlomo. So he says in the Tefillah, says Va'osim Sham Makom La'Aram. Asher Sham Aram Bris of Hashem. Shakaras Mavasin, but see, or some reason. What does it mean? It was by what do you mean, Vasin Shemakama? Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. So, what is he? He has to do that. I mean, but the answer is, it wasn't done because of mere halachic obligation, but because he understood it and he appreciated the idea. So, Vasin Shemakam La'aron Asher Sham Aram Bris of Hashem was he. Appreciated what he did on a personal level. There was a special simcha associated with his doings in the Mikdash. It was a personal simcha. Aside from Allah, of course, that's where Yaron belongs. But he was expressing his own feelings and his own simcha b'avodas hakel to set up the Mikdash properly and to place the Aron Bris HaShem in its rightful place. And his schus of being able to do that was something that he was mole simcha because of that. Okay. It's the last halacha in Lulav. Perek Ches halacha d'Zav. Okay. Kol amonei atzma. Yeah, that's right. Kol amashkel atzma. U'mekel gufo b'mkamos elu. Who are God Lamachubah? Oved Me'avah. That's a shaft of mine. That's a shaft of mine. That's a shaft of mine. But that's the pasuk of the Simchas Beis Yom. But there is another interesting thing. Have you got Yeshayahu here? I mentioned before. The Rashi says a shaft of mine besasan, and it's a Tirgum Unkelos. It's a beautiful Tirgum Unkelos there. It has to do with the Simchas Beis Yeshayahu. Because that's the pasuk of the Simchas Beis Yom, a shaft of mine besasan. But they should have one. You got it? Yeah, so it says, "Shafta Mayim B'Sasam." On the pasuk, "Shafta Mayim B'Sasam," it says, "Tirgum says." The Tirgum says, "Yeah, Shafta Mayim B'Sasam." So Tirgum says, "Usekablon Ufan Chadas Bechedva, a new limud with Bechedva means Besimcha." Libechirei tzadikaya. That's in the Nizmana Gula Asida. It's on it's Yishayo Yidbeis Pasuk Nun. Okay, that's after that's on the Melech Hamashiach. The Yishayo Yidolf is the Melech Hamashiach. Amata b'yom hu otcho Hashem ki anafti di Yosef apri na esnachmeni. He akeshes of the Eftach Leachod. Shafu Maim Besasa. It's a kablan ufan chadas bechedva libechirei tzadikaya. A new limud. From the bechirim of the tzaddikim, the highest level people. So I mean, minei Yeshua. So Rashi says, "Ki yarchiv libam al yedei Yeshua haba lohem," because they'll have a chovas alev, a breadth of understanding, a different type of thinking. You know, sometimes you learn a sugi, you learn a little point. But then sometimes the whole sugi opens up. You have a certain harchovas adas. You see the whole picture. You see the whole thing. And that's what Rashi is saying. Ki yarchiv libam al yedei Yeshua habor lohem v'yizgalu lohem rozei haTorah. And the secrets of the Torah will be revealed to them, shenishtakhu begolos al yedei haTzaras. That's really, that's the Shaftamayim Asasa. So it's an interesting thing. So it means to say that through the simcha that the person has and appreciates in doing the avoda, the she'ivas mayim, that will lead, that's tied, that concept is tied to the schos of being zocha, to the revelation of the greatest sodos, the greatest secrets of the Torah that will be revealed, lasa lavo, and it'll open up all the ideas that were lost in the Zman HaGolos, which means that in the Zman HaGolos we see the Torah myopically. I mean, our view is very limited. We don't really see the whole picture, the whole breadth of the system. But in the Gula HaSidah, those ideas that were lost will be opened up, and we'll see the Torah a whole new way. I mean, that's what we look forward to in the Gula HaSidah. See, the thing is that's why I mentioned before, that's why by Yaakov Avinu, Vikesh, Legalos, and Kates, but that's it. He wasn't able to do it. Because you could tell a person you could tell the amitis of a system by what they look for. A person looks for loss of love, looks for certain miraculous events that will be beneficial for him, then he has no sheiches to the Gula HaSidah. The Gula HaSidah is the reflection of the fact that we sense that as much as we have of Torah and as much as the Chachmas HaTorah is there, but you have to sense that there's some deeper thing there that lies hidden, awaiting revelation, awaiting to be revealed. See? And the person that's masig that in Torah has the correct idea and the correct view on what the Gula HaSidah is all about. That's the Shaftamayim Asasa. And Sukkot is really the yantav of the Gula HaSidah. And the Gula HaSidah. Because the Gula HaSidah is, that's the state of Beotzias Som Eretz Yisrael, is the Chas Hashem is as an objective. The objective is to fulfill our role. That's, and the recognition of Klal Yisrael in that role. And you can't really function in that role without undoing the harm of the Golos, which blinded us and prevented us from seeing the Torah in the true way. And in the Gula HaSidah, it will be opened up. And it'll be a different kind of yediyah, a different achavas adas, a different understanding, and the whole intellectual sense will be enhanced, and the whole view will be completely uncovered, where the system will be viewed from a totally different perspective. And that's a Shaftamayim Asasa, and that's the Gula HaSidah. Okay, I'll stop it.
That's what the Hoshana seems to be. It helps us because it refers to all the protagonists throughout Jewish history. And that's really was their objective. And at the end of the whole Hoshana, he said, Laman Das Kalam.
That's correct. That's correct. That's right. That's right. I mentioned that. That, yes. I came back to that because, you see, what I said was, if you take a look, two things, one second. Then Henoch pointed out something else. I'll just give me a second over there. That, I mentioned that. I mean, it really should be at the end of the other tape, but maybe somebody could splice it in. But if you take a look at the tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech, and in that sense I really think, I mean, I really feel that everybody has the wrong slant. Because everybody looks at us being fortunate because of the fact that we're the Amma Nivchar, and it's wonderful that the other Umos Olam should serve us, and we're the favorite one. And the whole purpose of the other Umos accepting God is so that we should be number one. I mean, that's a total distortion, completely the complete distortion of the others. that it's all for us. That it's all for us. So what do we have to? What do we have to do all these mitzvahs for everybody else? Is that circular reasoning? I mean, we're doing all this for everybody else in order that we should be number one. I mean, it's totally nonsensical, and it's against Kol Tarkova. It's against the whole Torah. Vatam Tivu Mamlechas kind of a guy Kadosh. It means that our whole existence is based on our responsibilities to be Muslim. And I mentioned the Shivim Kabbonis and the Chag HaSukkos. But even more, what you have is what Mendy mentioned with Man Das Kol Ami Arts. Yeah, that's really the tefillah of Shlomo Melech. And there's an interesting radak. See, the tefillah of Shlomo Melech is, it says in Melachim Aleph Ches, Vayamod Vayavarech is Kol Kal Yisrael Minei. That's his mascha with shvacha shamakam, and the shvacha shamakam that's appropriate for this event. Then he starts with the tefillah. Here, Hashem lakini monika shehayim avasena al yasvein al yichinu, that the hashgacha should be with us. And then he goes on. And what kind of hashgacha are we looking for? The hashgacha is, in general, of course, but the main thing, la'atos levaveinu elav, la'lechas b'chol derachav, l'lishmu mitzvosa v'chukav mishpatav ashasivas avaseinu, which is that we should have the good fortune of having the hashgacha set before us the path which is best, most conducive for our bechira to function. Because if we're under the laws of chance, that's not good. That's not good enough. Because under the laws of chance, so it's not b'derech shorim rotzel lelech. Malichin also, there's no hashgacha. So you could encounter events that are favorable for your bechira, and you could not encounter such events. So when a person is bocha b'tov, so then God sets the path, that the path should be won. He doesn't help him in terms of exercising his bechira, that God never interferes with. But he gives him opportunities for bechira, opportunities where the soul can attain its ultimate heights. So that's why he says, La'atos l'maveinu elav. Then he says, Yiyu d'var yela sheshananti osnei Hashem krovna l'Hashem l'kenin yomon v'layla, lasos mishpat avdo mishpat amo d'var yom b'yomo. What is that? What's mishpat avdo mishpat amo? So the Radak says that over here mishpat doesn't mean justice. It means lasos mishpatenu upirush mishpat b'makom hazeh kimo k'mishpat abonos yaselo, that he has to supply her with her needs. V'adomelo klomar, he says, loseis lanad v'ayom b'yomo, to supply us with our daily needs. Mashan atzrichem lashpia lanu atova, to give us the good. U'l'shamreinu meira, and to guard us against bad. U'bazeh, he says, yedu kol ame ha'oretz, ki Hashem hu alakim, ki atveikim bo, svei tova v'nishmar meira. He says, that's the Laman Das. Laman Das is the final culmination. Why are we asking for this? Not for ourselves. We're not deserving. But we're asking for it, Laman Das kol ame ha'oretz, ki Hashem hu alakim. Because if we are supplied with our necessities, then this will be something that moves the Umos Olam into recognizing that there's Hashgachas Hashem for those that go follow in His ways. So that's Laman, and that's the Laman Das Kolam Hashgachas Hashem Olakim Einot. So I mean, that's the whole tefillah. The whole tefillah is the Laman Das is telling you why, ultimately, why are we mispalled for these things? You see, clearly, I mean, that it's unfortunate, but our whole understanding of our role is completely thwarted because of our ego, which is simply always, the ego of man is always very happy to take something for itself and to self-glorification. And that's a total distortion, complete distortion. I mean, it's distortion of all the Divrei Nevi'im, really, if you just read the Divrei Nevi'im. Yeah. Where the Hashgacha is revealed, I mean. Yeah. That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. And you have it again, Howie brought to my attention, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Shaftamayim Matzasamayim Yeshua, that the secrets will be revealed. The next Pasuk is, Amatam Bayamahu Hodla Hashem Kiru Vishmo Odiu Va'amim Alivasov. Haskiru Kiniskov Shmo. Zamar Hashem Kigeis Osam Mudan Zos Bechol Oratz. So, again, the Navi constantly echoes that idea. But it's a total distortion of people who think that it's just for us. I mean, we're the favorite ones, and that's why the whole system is just to give us the good. I mean, the whole system is really for the entire world. It's the purpose of the whole system. If we are in line with that, if we're in line with that objective, then we'll be must be a tova. But if we're not in line with that objective, we're not deserving of it. Then it's just arrogance, it's just gaiva, and we don't deserve anything. It's just common nationalism and vainglory and egocentricity. I mean, all people have that. That's not, Klal Yisrael is not meant to have that. It's a completely different kind of existence, and on a completely different, qualitatively higher level. And that's what the Navi demands of Klal Yisrael. It's a big demand. It's a big demand because you can see yourself how little this idea has penetrated people. I mean, it's completely the opposite. It's used for people's own selfish vainglory and arrogance. I mean, that's the whole way they sense it is completely distorted. And we won't be zocha unless we straighten out the idea. I mean, it has to be straightened out. We have to be in line with the reality of the whole system. It's a magnificent reality, a very lofty reality, and something that goes against man's nefesh abami. I mean, the instinctual part of man does not like it, and that's why basically it's so difficult. It's a completely opposite of man's natural tendencies. All right.